From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with an in-depth look at the investigation into the death of Chico bartender Terry Smith. A fight outside the Oasis Bar and Grill last December led to the death of the longtime bartender. The case sparked months of questions and speculation in the community about what happened that night and whether criminal charges would be filed. This week, Chico police released new details about the confrontation that led to Smith's death. Investigators say the incident began as a fight between Smith and his girlfriend before another person intervened. NSPR's Ken Duvall recently spoke with Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey about why prosecutors decided not to file charges.
Basically, Oasis had a private party about midnight, kind of last call. People are moving out now outside of the Oasis. They are going out into the streets, and people are kind of milling around outside. A fight breaks out. That fight goes on. A male in that fight falls down, injured nearby Mr. Smith's girlfriend. The girlfriend, according to witnesses, is saying, "Well, we need to help him." Mr. Smith tells her, "No, we don't. We don't need to get involved." A argument pursues between the two of them. She then hits him, Mr. Smith, punches him in the face. He then grabs her to control her and puts her on the ground. View at that point is Mr. Smith is attacking the girlfriend, who's in imminent danger of being gravely injured. The suspect at that time, and the suspect is a friend of Mr. Smith's, he then goes and grabs him around the neck, as I understand, kind of in an arm bar situation, takes him off of the girlfriend.
And the suspect, it sounds like his intervention was not particularly violent.
The indication was his arm around the neck of Mr. Smith was maybe 2 seconds. Mr. Smith at that point loses consciousness, which was a surprise to the suspect, and then is taken away to the hospital where he expires. Subsequent autopsy showed that a vertebral artery back there in your back near your brain stem and your spine supposedly ruptured. Little unclear as to why, by taking him off of the of his girlfriend, or something natural, but it kind of surprised a number of folks. Chico police started an investigation. Their investigation dealing with a number of witnesses, some who are highly intoxicated, others who are not.
Sounds like people left pretty quickly.
Yeah. No, I mean, there was a first fight and then this fight, and people were wanting to, okay, this night has gone bad and we're all out of here.
There was apparently a security camera. Was that helpful?
Not particularly, no. Then Chico police came to us and said, "So what do we have here?" And we said, "Well, this is a variant of self-defense. You have a right under the law to defend yourself or defend others that you believe are subject to imminent injury or great bodily harm." The indication from the witnesses is that suspect friend of Mr. Smith saw what was happening, was afraid that the woman was going to be hurt, went to grab him off, and something went wrong. We'll probably never, ever know the actual physics of this. Worst case scenario would be that he grabbed him off way too strong, too heavy, that it was unreasonable. But given the full facts, prosecution, people, state of California would have to prove that he did not have this right of defense of others beyond a reasonable doubt. When we look at our burden of beyond a reasonable doubt, trying to prove it was entirely unreasonable, we looked at it and said, no, a person has a right to look at the of perception, even if that perception was wrong. There are certainly witnesses that were, some witness indicated, well, no, he really wasn't going to hurt her. He was just trying to control her on the ground. But other witness, at least one other witness, like the suspect, said, no, I was really afraid that he was going to hurt her, and I was moving to take Smith off of her.
This has been Headlines in Depth from North State Public Radio, featuring a conversation with Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey discussing why prosecutors decided not to file charges in the death of Oasis bartender Terry Smith. You can catch our regular Headlines podcast each weekday for the latest North State and California news. Our theme song is Burrow by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.